Welcome back to the West Fourth Podcast. I am your host, J.D. Jackson. As always, you can find me on Twitter, J.D. Jackson, Always and Forever Art, and on YouTube at J-Rock Soccer and Basketball Sessions. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, the Clippers showed up in their second game versus the OKC Thunder. 127-105 win. They definitely put the clamps on the Thunder late, and boy, did their offense hum. Guys, we're going to get into all the things I liked in the OKC versus Clippers game and some of the things I still think Ty Lue needs to tweak right here on the Westwood Podcast. But first, I have to ask you, please hit that subscribe button. I'm on all the major podcast platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, CastBox, Audible, and much, much more. So please hit that subscribe button. Now let's get it. Thank you guys so much. I really, really appreciate you guys. The Clippers coming out with a huge win, 127-105 versus the OKC Thunder, putting them like 0.01% back as far as win percentage of the four seed. They are almost there. We want to get that home court advantage. You want to win as many games as you can. And I get it. The Clippers and Staples isn't necessarily home court advantage, but you still want to win as much games as you can and get home court advantage, get that four seed. I want to see the Clippers do that. And guys, taking care of business on Thursday night versus the OKC Thunder, who is an excellent and great young basketball team, is part of the way through taking care of business. And guys, first, I just want to talk about the Clippers bench. They were absolutely outstanding. I just want to give kudos to them. I mean, Bones Highland, he stayed ready. All these DNPs, I believe it was seven or eight DNPs in a row, and he just came through in a big way. Bones, in 26 minutes, he was 6 of 13 from the floor, 4 of 7 from the three-point line, had 7 assists, 4 rebounds. He had a total of 16 points on the night. He was great. He even threw in a steal and a block, I believe. He was absolutely outstanding. Man, kudos to Bones Highland. He had the alley-oop to Russ late. It wasn't the best pass, but the Brody still made it work. The alley-oop dunk that just put the stamp on the game. Great job, Bones Highland. He was absolutely amazing. And then I want to get into Terrence Mann. Man, he came off the bench, and man, did he give us some energy. Look, he was 4 of 10 from the field, 2 of 6 from 3. He wasn't super efficient, but he was everywhere. He was putting paint pressure on the Thunder defense, which is so important for this Clippers team versus any team. He was 4 of 4 from the free throw line, hit all of his free throws. He also added 4 rebounds, 3 assists on the night. He was absolutely amazing. His energy was felt from the second him and Bones Highland got on the floor. I was so happy about it. If you can't tell, I'm excited. I am excited about Clippers basketball. Winners of the last 6 out of their 8 games, you know what I'm saying? And they are balling even without Paul George in their first game without Paul George versus the OKC Thunder. Now, things are going to get hard, of course, and harder to keep sustaining that for a long period of time. But I am excited about what I see, and it makes me more of a believer in what I said, that they can stay out of that play-in, maybe possibly get that 4th spot. And so I want to talk about Bones Highland and Terrence Mann. First off, their energy was felt the second they got into the game. I'll talk about why in a little bit later. But right now, we're going to stay all positive. And what I say later on is going to be, you know, constructive criticism. Then Nicholas Batum, he came off the bench. Oh, it was a beautiful sight to see him go 4 of 6 from the three-point line, 66%. He added 3 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 steals. He was good on defense. He was hitting the threes. He had 12 points on the night. And guys, what I liked so much is because that's why he is on the floor, 3 and D. Batum was 4 of 6 from 3. He was 4 of 6 from the field. All of his shots were from the three-point line, and he made them pay. Good job, Nick Splatoon, on both ends. And that's the beauty about him and Terrence Mann. They can do it on both ends for you. And also hit a good percentage from the three-point line for the most part. It's very, very happily with Nicholas Batum. Great job to him. Then Robert Covington came in only for 5 minutes. He was 3 of 3 from the floor, 1 of 1 from the three-point line. He basically got garbage minutes. But hey, I want to throw him out there because I believe he should play more. Guys, the bench was absolutely amazing. Mason Plumlee came in. He played 24 minutes. I believe he only had 2 points, but he had 7 rebounds on the night and a block, making sure he contributed in a way. Like, guys, the bench was absolutely amazing. I just can't say enough about the Clippers bench. They were extremely good. Now, I'm going to get to the starting lineup. Great job, bench. All right, I'm going to talk about starting lineup, but I'm not going to talk about Russell Westbrook and Kawhi Leonard yet. I can't stand this starting lineup. And I don't mean to be so rude about it. Before he put this starting lineup on the floor, and I'm talking about Ty Lue, I looked at it and said, it's too slow. It's too slow. And the reason why it's very important that it's too slow is Russell Westbrook wants to play at a more fast pace. And without Paul George, you're going to need quite a bit more from Russell Westbrook. Yeah, it just is. Now everyone else needs to step up, which the bench did. The defense with these five on the floor, they're just giving the other team someone to pick on with Eric Gordon and Marcus Morris. I know this thing about Eric Gordon is a better defender, but they were hunting either Gordon or Morris. That's what they were doing. Morris first, Gordon second. Okay, so then you're asking a ton of the other three players on the defensive end. Now, on offense, they're just moving too slow. It's far easier. I don't mean it has to be full-on fast break transition, but it's easier to get offense going before the defense is set. That's what I call semi-transition. It's just far easier to do that. This team does not do this with that starting five. That starting five, incapable. At one point, Russ tried to push the pace in his second stint in the second quarter with this unit. The second unit came in with Terrence Mann, Kawhi Leonard, Bones Highland, and they were moving quick, playing defense, getting out quick, early, quick, easy buckets. Insert Russell Westbrook with Terrence Mann. Kawhi comes out and Bones Highland. It's the same thing. They're just moving quick up and down the floor. Russ is cooking, scores seven in a row, I think. Then they come back with the starting unit again. And then everything slows down and everything looks all miscombobulated and there's no flow at all because you're doing everything really slow. And then it's like playing four on five on offense and kind of almost three on five on defense. And I just don't think they're fast enough because Eric Gordon's problem defensively, he, for the most part, in my opinion, he's not contesting anything. If he gets beat, that's it. If he's got a closeout, that's not happening. He's gonna stand there. Marcus Morris is the same way. So it hurts you. They hurt you on offense in this unit. They hurt you on defense with this unit. And then we're all wondering why the starting lineup is hurting. That's why. So, in my opinion, you need to start Terrence Mann in place of Eric Gordon. If you want to put Eric Gordon on the second unit, that's fine. The reason why I'm saying Eric Gordon is because we all know he's going to start Marcus Morris. That ain't changing. I'm with you. Trust me. I'm just trying to be realistic. Marcus Morris is starting. So at least replace Eric Gordon with Terrence Mann in the starting unit. It will help you tremendously. Russ trying to push the pace. He tried to push the pace with this unit. They put the starters back in the second quarter, last 5 minutes. And Russ tried to push the pace, and there was a wall of four Thunder defenders. And no other Clipper was anywhere near half court. Or, sorry, was anywhere near the 3-point line. They were basically, half of them were just getting past half court, and the other two weren't even that far. And so he met a wall of defenders, and he ended up having to pass the ball out to a really deep Eric Gordon three. Like, he was nowhere near the 3-point line because he was the closest person to the 3-point line on that possession. You need people who are going to run with Russell Westbrook if he's going to start, which he should start. So I'm not saying he should start. You're going to have to play someone who will run with him, especially in the absence of the excellence of Paul George in the half court with Kawhi. You need to. Like Kawhi said, he's a Hall of Fame point guard. He helps with the pace and all this other stuff. Well, he can't go 1-on-4, 1-on-5 if no one else will come down the basketball court. This starting unit is too slow. And then they have too many people you can attack on the defensive end. They don't want to mess with Russell Westbrook, so I'm going to can that right now. Shea's asking for that screen every time. He does not want to play on an island with Russell Westbrook. I'm not saying he can't beat Russell Westbrook on occasion. He can, just like Russell Westbrook will stop him on occasion, and he knows that. Because I love Shay. He's excellent. But if he's, man, I'm not trying to do this. Someone come get the screen, get Russ off of me. Because that exponentially increases my chances of getting what I want. Okay? So, with that being said, you got three people they don't want to attack and two people they do. That starting lineup is hurt. It's hurting with Eric Gordon and Marcus Morris out there at the same time. It's not with Paul George. You don't want to attack Russ. You don't want to attack Paul George. You don't want to attack Kawhi. All you have left is Marcus Morris. Right? Well, without Paul George, you got Eric Gordon and Marcus Morris. And I know there's some people who think, well, Marcus Morris is not that bad of a defender. Look, man, I saw it. If it wasn't Marcus Morris, it was Eric Gordon. And unless Eric Gordon is just drilling from three, which he eventually started to do, I think he hit a couple. I can't remember. I think that was the third quarter. Or it might have been the end of the second. I can't remember. But he went 2 of 5 from three. So he started to hit his shots. But if he's definitely not draining threes, I don't see it. I don't understand how Terrence Mann can't give you more. Because he's going to give you more on the defensive end than Eric Gordon. So if Eric Gordon isn't hitting threes, why is he on the floor at the same time as Marcus Morris? That doesn't make sense. So I didn't think the starting unit was excellent. Look, Zubac, look, he had 10 rebounds, an assist, 2 blocks. He was 2 or 3 from the field. He had 6 points on the night, I'm sorry. I thought he would be score a little bit more. I thought we'd find him a little bit more throughout the offense. That didn't happen in this one. I still do think that would be the case going forward. I think Russ will find him quite often as they go through this stretch without Paul George. So I was a little bit surprised by that, but I didn't have any problem with the Zubac man as I thought that he was good. Now, guys, the Claw and the Brody. Russell Westbrook and Kawhi Leonard. I want to say it this way on purpose. The two of them were absolutely excellent on the night. And it wasn't that the Thunder defense wasn't good. The Thunder defense on the two of them, they basically doubled them every time they touched the ball. The second Russ got past the three-point line, they sent a double. The second Kawhi got anywhere near the three-point line, they sent a double. When Russ got in the post, they sent a double. When Kawhi Leonard touched the ball anywhere, they sent a double. The defense on the two of them was excellent by the Oklahoma City Thunder. But the offense of Russell Westbrook and Kawhi and their individual excellence was just far better. Combined for the night, the two of them in their first game without Paul George, 56 points combined, 13 assists, 8 rebounds, 4 steals, 1 block, and oh, by the way, they had a true shooting percentage of 84.13%. Guys, I look at that and think that's not real. There's no way the two of them scored 56 points, 13 assists, and had a true shooting percentage of 84.13%. Then I realized that Russ dropped 24 on 13 shots, and Kawhi dropped 32 on 15. Oh, my gosh. And oh, by the way, the deflections, the steals. They had 4 combined. I think Kawhi had 4 steals. Russ had a block. The amount of deflections Russell Westbrook and Kawhi Leonard had has to be surmountable. It just seemed that they had a hand on almost everything. They were just knocking stuff out of bounds all the time. It was absolutely amazing. And I don't know the amount of deflections the two of them had, but it was a lot. And so they weren't just bringing it on offense. They were bringing the same energy and the same efficiency and the same effort on defense. And I loved it. And Kawhi said it. He's a Hall of Fame point guard. He rebound. He played hard on both ends. He loves Russell Westbrook there. And it showed. 56 points, 13 assists, 8 rebounds, 4 steals, a block, and 84.13% true shooting. Guys, my gosh. That is quite the duo in the first game without Paul George. Excellent. So we'll get into the individual numbers.
Russell Westbrook, 24 points, 7 assists, 2 rebounds, 1 block, 8 of 13 from the field, 61%, 2 of 4 from 3, 50%, 6 of 8 from the free throw line, 75%, 72.64% true shooting. Guys, that is ultra efficient. Kawhi Leonard, he saw Russell Westbrook and said, hold my beer. All right, Kawhi Leonard, through the first half, he was flawless, 7 of 7 from the field. But he ended the game with 32 points, 6 assists, 6 rebounds, 4 steals, 13 of 15 from the field for 86%, 3 or 4 from 3 for 75%, 3 or 4 from the free throw line for 75%. He was absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. They were excellent. The Thunder defense was not bad. The Thunder defense was great. They were just that much better. That's why, between the two of them, you just look at them, you say, man, it's going to be a tough night. This is going to be a tough night. Kawhi Leonard is one of the best basketball players I've ever seen. So is Russell Westbrook. But Kawhi Leonard, truly, he's so good on both ends. It's amazing. It's amazing. Guys, these two, it's one game. And I said on my last podcast, I believe this team can make a run for the fourth seed. I was 50-50 at the time. I was bullish on the fact that I do believe they can stay out of the play-in. But this duo, with this bench, the way the bench played, they have me excited about the fact that maybe we truly can get that fourth seed and hold on to it. Kawhi Leonard and Russell Westbrook have made me believers. It is one thing to be able to hit open shots, but some of the shots and and-ones that Kawhi Leonard and Russell Westbrook made, that makes me a believer, because here's the truth. Shooting is variable. The three-point shooting, the Clippers are not going to shoot that well from three every night. But the ability for Kawhi Leonard and Russell Westbrook to get in the paint, the ability for them to finish in the paint, make their free throws for the most part, their ability to be bad shot makers. Because despite what people say, you have to have bad shot makers. And usually the best bad shot makers are the stars. They're the former MVPs. They're the former finals MVPs in regards to Kawhi Leonard, because they are just tough, bad shot makers. And Russell Westbrook and Kawhi's abilities to create their own shot and hit, or create for others in Russell Westbrook and Kawhi's case in this game, is what makes me a firm believer a little bit more on the fact that they probably can get the four seed and hang on to it. Now, I'm not going to uptick to like 75-80% yet, because I need to see more. I need to see it in the next game, because the shooting is variable. So when the bench doesn't shoot quite as well from the three-point line, will Kawhi and Russ make up for it with their ability to just be bad shot makers, tough shot makers with a hand in their face, going to the paint, finishing, and one? Will they do that on Saturday versus the New Orleans Pelicans? Will they do that on Monday versus the Chicago Bulls? Will they do that on Wednesday and Friday versus the Memphis Grizzlies? That's what I need to see. That's what I need to see. By the way, I need for them to win their next two games. So they're 3-0 in their last three, which will make them, 7 of the last 10. I'm going to need them to win those two games versus the New Orleans Pelicans and the Bulls, and split versus the Grizzlies. I'm not expecting for them to beat the Grizzlies twice, but I need for them to split that back-to-back. Well, they're not back-to-back, but it's Wednesday and Friday versus the Grizzlies of next week. I'm going to need for them to do that so that we can hold on to that 4-seed. They need to win the next two. They need to beat the Pelicans, and they need to beat the Chicago Bulls. Patrick Beverly versus Russell Westbrook, Chicago Bulls. That should be fun. But anyway, I can't believe Pat Bibbs. I know they're cool now, but he said he's the greatest rebounding point guard. And I was like, excuse me? Russell Westbrook is definitely the greatest rebounding point guard, in my opinion. But yeah, so they have me believing, guys. They have me believing. I think he's got to start Terrence Mann. He's got to start Terrence Mann. In my opinion, he's to start Terrence Mann and probably Nicholas Batum. But I know he's not going to do that. So he's got to start Terrence Mann, Russell Westbrook, Terrence Mann, Kawhi, Marcus Morris. I know that's what he's going to start. And Zubac. I don't like the Eric Gordon and Marcus Morris. Then you're too old, too slow, slow to foot, not great at closing out. There's too many people to attack on defense. And that hurts your offense as well. Now, I do want to talk a little bit about Russell Westbrook. I really like his passion in this. Well, he's always passionate. But I really like that he was aggressive. He was aggressive and decisive. And he was getting in the paint. He was finishing. He was getting into his post-up. Guys, he posted up more in the second half than I've seen him post up in the entirety of the last two seasons. It seems like. Or season and a half. He was actually getting in the post. And he had a beautiful pass to Plumlee in the post. It was absolutely amazing. He was passing out of it. He was getting to the rack, looking over shoulder, finding players, falling away, hitting a bank shot, getting the and one, you know, drilling the free throw. He posted it up. Russell Westbrook post-ups against other point guards who are not as strong is an efficient basketball play. And he did it. Without Paul George, he just went down there, got in the post, because he doesn't always go in the post to score. A lot of times he goes in the post just to give himself an advantage. The Thunder doubled every time. Every time. And then the help came. And then he was just, they were playing off of that. And it was beautiful basketball. Guys, I'm excited. I can't wait until the game on Saturday versus the Pelicans. Like, I want to see more of this. I just want Ty Lue to tweak that starting lineup. Like, Eric Gordon is not promised a starting spot. Fine, you want to start Marcus Morris. Start Terrence Mann. And just see. See what it does. He's young. He can play longer. You know, it's not like he's got to only play 6 minutes and get subbed out. Let him play. So when you sub out, Russ at 5 minutes or whatever he does, he's kind of teeter totter between letting Russ play the whole first. This time he played the whole second quarter, but came out with like 5-6 minutes left in the first. If you do that, okay, replace Russ with Bones Highland. Now you got Bones Highland, Terrence Mann, like you want out there with Kawhi and whoever else. Just try to start Terrence Mann. He's young. He's not gonna get tired after 6 minutes. Just try that. I'm hyped, guys. I can't wait until Saturday's game versus the Pelicans. As you can tell, I'm super excited. Russell Westbrook was excellent. Kawhi Leonard was excellent. The bench was excellent. Just got to tweak that starting lineup, and then we can go from there. I will see you guys Saturday. Right here is where I break things. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Westwood Podcast. I'm your host, J.D. Jackson. As always, you can find me on Twitter, JD Jackson, always in forever art, and on YouTube at J-Rock Soccer and Basketball Sessions. Guys, I really, really appreciate you. I am going to try to get back on like my video breakdowns, but man, I have been super busy with work and things like that. So I'm going to try to get back on that and give you guys some film of why this hurts or why this is good. So just stay tuned. I really, 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 really want to get back to that, and I appreciate you guys waiting on that. But guys, you know what to do. Please, please hit that subscribe button. I'm on all the major podcast platforms. So please, please hit that subscribe button. And if you can, please, please leave me a 5-star review. That helps push my podcast out even more. I appreciate you guys so much. See you Saturday versus the Pelicans. And as always, until next time.